Mike Kozzi is on the way to Philadelphia. He's coaching a baseball game today, and he thought they were going to be rained out. They're not, so he's on the road. So sports is being done by me. If you have any questions about what I say, call me at 860-364-5141. We could talk about it on the air. First of all, Wayne Uvrard, where are your Red Sox this year? I don't see all those flashy, dashy posts about the Red Sox this year, as the Red Sox lost again yesterday. And that puts the Red Sox eight games out of first place. The Yankees were rained out against the Mets. They're a half game out. But the Red Sox are now 8 games behind, basically, the Yankees and the Rays at 34 and 33. Now, on another note, David Ortiz, get well soon. Just horrible, horrible, horrible what happened to him. Horrible. The Red Sox doing all the right things, and hopefully he'll be recuperating in Boston now and get strong and healthy again and be able to get out there and be the great guy that he has been. Yesterday, the Rangers beat the Red Sox 4-3. Toronto beat the Athletics. Tampa Bay beat the Athletics 6-2. Braves over the Pirates 13-7. They now find themselves tied for first place in the National League East. The Nationals crushed the White Sox 12-1. The Rockies over the Cubs 6-5. The Angels over the Dodgers by a score of 5-4. Let's get on to the NBA. You know, when RG3 was injured in that playoff game, when he was put in there when he shouldn't have been put in there, and never, ever, ever performed like RG3 again, I was critical of that. Well, putting Kevin Durant in that game and then having him get the same injury over again was just plain foolish. Now, Golden State went on to win the game, but why put arguably your best player and one of the league's best players at risk of a serious injury? It was a foolish long-term move. It did nothing for them to win the game. They won the game because the team came together. But it was just a foolish, foolish thing to put him out there on the court, in my opinion, yesterday to play. Even though he started off brilliantly, he went down and he was injured. So to me, that was just plain a stupid, stupid move. Now, the National Hockey League, couple of things. Their Game 7 in Boston will be played tomorrow, and the Red Sox have changed the start time of their game by the request of the Bruins, okay? So tomorrow it's the Bruins against the Blues in Boston, all right? Now, listen to how they're how crazy about this they are in St. Louis. Busch Stadium will host a Game 7 Stanley Cup Final watch party. So anybody that wants to watch Game 7 in St. Louis can just go to Busch Stadium and watch the game there. I don't know. I think I'd much rather sit at my house and watch it on my 70-inch screen myself. But I guess if you want to be with thousands of other people and you want to buy beer and stuff like that, they'll probably have for sale. Why not? So once again, that game is coming up tomorrow. The game is in Boston, the Red Sox moved up the start of their game to accommodate the Bruins. The game at Fenway Park against Texas was meant to start at 7 o'clock in the evening, but it will start at 4:05 in the afternoon, all right? And that'll make it a little easier for everybody to get around, all right? And the puck drop is at 8 o'clock tomorrow night for the Stanley Cup Finals. And the Mets and the Yankees, because they were rained out at Yankee Stadium yesterday, they will play a split doubleheader, which means the Yankees get two admissions. You can't stay for both games, but that'll happen beginning, I think, at 1 o'clock today in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium. All right? That is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.